안녕하십니까? 2015년 10월 고등학교 2학년 비상 모의대학 수학능력시험 영어영역 듣기 및 말하기 평가 안내방송입니다. 잠시 후 2015년 10월 고등학교 2학년 비상 모의대학 수학능력시험 3교시 영어영역 듣기 및 말하기 평가 방송을 시작하겠습니다. 수험생 여러분은 편안한 마음으로 방송에 귀를 기울여 주시고 감독 선생님께서는 스피커의 음량을 알맞게 조절해 주십시오. 수험생 여러분은 답안을 작성하기 전에 반드시 답안지 왼쪽 해당 란에 성명, 수험번호 등을 정확하게 기입하고 표기하였는지 확인하시기 바랍니다. 답란에 정답을 표기하기 전에 답안지에 있는 수험생이 지켜야 할 일을 꼭 확인하십시오. 듣기 및 말하기 평가 문제는 1번부터 17번까지입니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 문제지에 있는 5개의 답지 중에서 맞는 답 하나만 골라 답안지에 해당 란에 바르게 표기하십시오. 듣기 말하기 평가는 타종 없이 시작됩니다. 그러면 지금부터 3교시 영어 영역 듣기 및 말하기 평가를 시작하겠습니다. 1번부터 17번까지는 듣고 답하는 문제입니다. 1번부터 15번까지는 한 번만 들려주고 16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 답을 하기 바랍니다. 1번 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
May I help you, sir?
Yes, I'm looking for a short-sleeve dress shirt for me.
Do you have a particular design in mind?
2번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
My laptop computer is getting really slow these days.
Maybe you're running too many unnecessary programs.
I think so. I need to format it. Should I bring it to the service center?
3번 다음을 듣고 남자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Have you considered moving overseas and been worried about your pets? You shouldn't abandon your pets just because you think moving them overseas is a very complicated task. If you come to know some things about moving them overseas, you will find that it is reasonably simple. Now, let me give you the three most tips. First, see a veterinarian. Before moving pets overseas, you need to make sure that they have no health problems. Second, learn about the country you are going to. You need to learn about the policies of the country regarding pets. Third, hire a pet service. It will help you take care of moving your pets overseas. You can be happy with your pets in a new place.
4번 대화를 듣고 여자의 의견으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
It was a nice brunch. Thank you, Mom.
I'm glad you liked it.
It was really delicious. Well, is it okay if I take a nap and do the dishes after that?
Oh, are you tired?
No, but I ate a lot, so I feel sleepy.
Steve, you should get up and move around after a meal.
Why?
Just think. All the food is just sitting in your stomach while you're sleeping.
You mean that's not good for digestion?
Exactly. While you're sleeping, your body relaxes, including a stomach and other organs.
Then they'll move slowly.
Right. That can cause trouble, including a stomach ache. So what about moving lightly after a meal?
Okay, I'll follow your advice.
5번, 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계를 가장 잘 나타낸 것을 고르시오.
How can I help you?
I wanted to ask about the possibility of upgrading to a gold card from this bank.
Do you have your current credit card with you?
Yes, here it is.
Okay, let's see. You've had this credit card for 5 years.
Right.
Do you know our standard to issue a gold card has been strengthened?
Of course.
So I'd like to check some more. Your apartment loan has been completely paid off.
Yes, I made the final payment about 3 months ago.
Okay. Your job information is still the same?
Yes.
All right. Would you fill out this application form?
6번, 대화를 듣고 그림에서 대화의 내용과 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Lauren, what's the photo on your computer screen?
My daughters, Angela and Patricia, decorated the living room and welcomed my husband. I took the photo and put it on the computer screen.
Your husband? He came home from Egypt, didn't he?
Yes. Look at this banner. It says, Welcome Home.
I like the balloon flowers on each side of the banner. They look cute.
Angela made them. And she painted a picture of my husband and the sisters and placed it under the banner.
I can see it. What's the necklace on the chair for?
Patricia made it for my husband.
What a sweet present. Are these cupcakes?
Yes. I baked them and my daughters put them on the table.
Your husband is a lucky man.
Well, we are very happy to see him again.
7번, 대화를 듣고 여자가 남자에게 부탁한 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
It's getting colder day by day, honey. Winter is just around the corner.
Yeah, I'm going to bring out our winter clothes.
Let's do that this weekend. And we should be careful not to catch the flu.
Oh, did you hear the public health center is giving people free flu shots?
Yes, I did.
Do you think we should go and get one? We haven't had the flu in years.
We have to. We have a kid now. Children under the age of 5 years, as well as their families, had better get an annual flu shot.
I see. Our little Jenny could be infected. Do we need to make a reservation to get a shot?
Not necessarily, but we'd wait too long without booking.
Then would you do it for us? I have to set the table for dinner right now.
No problem.
8번, 대화를 듣고 하프 마라톤에 대해 남자가 아쉬워하는 이유를 고르시오.
Hey, Joseph. How did your half marathon go last weekend?
I came in second.
That's great. But you don't look too happy about it. What's up?
I was close to winning.
What do you mean by that?
John and I were running toward the finish line together, but he ended up winning by a head.
Oh, that's too bad.
I think so, too.
But you did very well. You contended for the first place with him.
I can't believe I lost it in the final spurt.
It's not all bad. If you keep up your training, you're sure to beat him in the next race.
Yeah, I suppose so. I guess I'll just have to try harder next time.
9번, 대화를 듣고 남자가 지불할 금액을 고르시오.
How may I help you, sir?
Well, I'm looking for a hiking stick.
We have two types of hiking stick, and this one is very popular nowadays.
Good. How much does it cost?
It costs $20 each. But we offer a 20% discount if you buy a set of two sticks.
Sounds nice. I'll take a set of them, and I'd like to buy a set of knee pads too.
We have a lot of brand new pads in stock. How about this set? They are very strong and comfortable.
Are the knee pads on sale too?
No, but you can get a set of them for only $20.
I'd like to buy a set. Here is my credit card.
10번 대화를 듣고 지오그래피 퀴즈 컨테스트에 관해 두 사람이 언급하지 않은 것을 고르시오.
Jack, did you hear that? There's a geography quiz contest.
Right. Our school is holding the contest for the 11th graders.
Are you going to enter it?
Of course. I love geography. Also, I decided to make a team with Billy Swift.
How many people make a team?
Two. We'll have a strong chance to win.
I think so. He's a geography genius. When is the contest, by the way?
It's on October 30th, next Friday, after class. Will you come and see it?
Yes, I'll cheer for you two guys. What's the prize?
The first place will be given a brand new speaker.
Wow, that's awesome.
I hope I can win it this year.
Good luck with your team.
11번 Bargain Basement Sale에 관한 다음 내용을 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Attention shoppers, I'm very happy to announce our Bargain Basement Sale. This is the third annual event of our department store. This week only, you can find many of our highest quality home furnishings on sale in our sale rooms. Take the elevator or escalator down to the basement floor. And you'll find everything from towels and pillows to tables and couches on sale. We offer an additional 3% discount if you use our department store membership card. Don't miss this once-a-year opportunity to save big on the best and most popular brands. After Sunday, you won't be able to enjoy our bargain basement sale. Thank you.
12번 다음 표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 주문할 탁자를 고르시오.
What are you looking at, honey?
I think we need a new tea table. Take a look at this.
Okay. They have two types of tea table according to the material. How about buying a glass one?
I agree. They are of modern style and look better than the wood ones.
You're right. But we have to consider our baby, John. Now he is trying to stand up and falls.
You mean the square one is dangerous for John?
Sure. Let's not choose that type.
Okay. What do you think about the height of the table? I want the one with a height under 60 centimeters.
That's what I'm thinking.
I'd like to drink tea with you sitting on the floor.
And it is cheaper than the other one.
Yeah. Let's order it right now.
13번 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Excuse me. I bought this cake an hour ago. And it tastes strange.
Oh, really?
Yes. The cream inside the cake is sour.
We use cherry syrup for the cake, and it can taste sour.
It's different. It tastes like spoiled cream.
Can I taste it myself? You're right. The cream is spoiled. I'm very sorry. I'll give you a refund on it.
Okay. Maybe it's because of the hot weather.
I put the cake in the refrigerator right after I made it, but the refrigerator didn't work properly, I guess.
That's a big problem. If so, you should check all the things in the refrigerator. Scott, you've got a pimple on your face. Why don't you pop it?
That's really not a good idea. It could make it worse.
Really? What makes you think so?
My doctor told me that.
What else did he say to you?
He also said there are better ways to get rid of pimples.
Well, what are those?
First of all, he said to wash my face gently with a special soap.
That's good to know.
And he advised me to avoid fatty foods and fast foods.
That makes sense.
Oh, you told me before that your brother has trouble on his face like me, didn't you?
Tom used to get easily annoyed when things didn't go his way. His selfish attitude didn't change until he watched a TV program about people who spent most of their time helping others. When Tom saw the program, he was ashamed of himself and he decided to do something meaningful. He started to participate in volunteer work, such as caring for elderly people and cleaning the neighborhood. His hearty efforts made him win a prize from his school. Tom's mother is really happy that he has changed completely in a very short time and wants to say to him about this. In this situation, what would Tom's mother most likely say to Tom? Tom?
If you received acceptance offers from more than one college, congratulations. Your hard work has paid off, and now you get to choose which college is best for you. Then, what do you usually take into account when you choose a college? There are many things to do when you choose a college. The most important thing to consider is your goals. Make sure the college you are choosing has the courses and credits you will need for your future profession. Next, you should find out about the teaching methods. The way a professor presents and teaches the information needed will have a great impact on your success in college. Also, be sure to know exactly what the college offers when it comes to extracurricular activities. It is desirable to choose clubs that will provide you with additional skills that will look great on your resume. Lastly, find out about financing. Make sure the college offers scholarships and grants to help with costs.
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
If you received acceptance offers from more than one college, congratulations. Your hard work has paid off, and now you get to choose which college is best for you. Then, what do you usually take into account when you choose a college? There are many things to do when you choose a college. The most important thing to consider is your goals. Make sure the college you are choosing has the courses and credits you will need for your future profession. Next, you should find out about the teaching methods. The way a professor presents and teaches the information needed will have a great impact on your success in college. Also, be sure to know exactly what the college offers when it comes to extracurricular activities. It is desirable to choose clubs that will provide you with additional skills that will look great on your resume. Lastly, find out about financing. Make sure the college offers scholarships and grants to help with costs.
16번 남자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것은? 17번 언급되지 않은 것은? 이제 듣기 말하기 문제가 끝났습니다. 18번부터는 문제지의 지시에 따라 답을 하기 바랍니다.